I gave a compliment to a comic at like 8 o'clock this morning. I was like, "You're hot." And he thought it was fraud. He was like, "Do you want my Cash App tag?"
You complimented them in person?
No, it was on the internet.
So you just...
I just sent him a message.
In their DMs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I thought it would be a nice thing to say.
So it was a member of the opposite sex, yes?
Yeah.
And did you do that? You just said that. You just did it because you thought
it
was nice.
I didn't say, hey, like, can I catch a dick? Like, I didn't say that.
But do you think that's how it was interpreted as by him?
That's fine. It was interpreted, yeah. Here. Listen to it. It's funny. No, it's not funny. I edit. I added a lot of sound bites. I got a comedy cruise coming up. You guys should come. You too. He's like, what?
So wait, let's go back to this. So you complimented this guy.
We really don't have time for that.
Just a compliment.
Like, yeah, it wasn't like, let's fuck. It was just like, you're hot. I don't know. I just like speak whatever it is that I'm up. Do you have that problem?
No, I've noticed that you're very vocal, which is something that I admire about you because I think too much before I speak.
No, that's something that's good. I should have learned this. I'm like, fuck it. Let's see what happens. That's always fun for me.
I kind of like that energy, even though I'm sure at times it can get chaotic.
You have no clue what it's like for me.
Are we moving into the weird questions portion?
We're wrapping up the small talk now.
Okay. Well, okay.
It's up to you. If you want to continue, we can keep talking about our parents.
We left people hanging with, because you had asked me a question earlier, and I feel like I need to answer it. If someone would stop
fucking
assaulting
my podcast
me.
Up.
So you asked me before how I ended up in San Diego, and I just wanted to answer that really quick. So I moved because one of my best friends and college roommate.
That's my best friend. She a real bad bitch, drive her own car. She don't need no lift in a
lived with her Marine husband on Camp Pendleton. And when the pandemic happened, I'm like, that sounds like a safe place to be during the shitstorm that was 2020.
So you lived on base?
It started with me just staying the first 2 months of the pandemic.
Getting through the gates. Yeah. I have an personal experience with that. I was doing community college and I needed to take this fucking English composition. And it was like the hardest class to get into because like everyone needs this class. Right. And I remember like, I was like, sweet, there's a seat. And I signed up really quick. I accidentally signed up for the one on Camp Pendleton campus.
I didn't even know you can do that.
I didn't either. I'm like, I'm not going to drop this class because I fucking need it. And I went there and like they made me get out of the car and stuff.
Don't you know how VIP works?
It was just so hard to find the building even because all the street signs are like not regular because they're trying to like discourage, I don't know, terrorists and stuff.
I didn't even know you can get on base without a pass. So I had a visitor's pass.
This was before, not before like 9/11, but like before the pandemic and stuff.
Right. So I had a visitor's pass and they just kept renewing my visitor's pass because I couldn't afford my rent in LA. I wasn't finding work because of the pandemic. And so they were like, we have an extra room, just stay with us. And it didn't really matter because there was a curfew. I couldn't, you know, use my pass outside of the hours of like 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. It was fine until things started opening up again. But when everything was closed, where was I
at
9
o'clock? Yeah, totally. Everyone was at home.
Tuesday night. Now I go to Mike's. It wouldn't work. And eventually I did move off, but it's a fun little experience. People are confused when I tell them I live on base. They're like, were you married? I'm like, no.
How did that, like, was that difficult to, I don't know, like get that kind of clearance?
No. I just, you know, had to get a background check and I had to renew it every, I think, 90 days and they would recheck.
If you're on the right database, you'll receive every invite, you'll enter every VIP entrance, you'll always get a ticket, always get a ticket. Yeah. Shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yay, come on, give it to me. I'ma make it clap, 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 ain't no itty bitty. If you got a lap, I'ma sit real pretty. I'ma make it clap, clap, clap.
They're coming from our own Vista. Shimmy,
yeah, oh, yeah. Shimmy, yay, come on, give it to me. You could drink it straight from the tap. Get the kitty, kitty. Can you catch it if I throw it back? That's a 50-50. Man, ma'am, for a dollar, would you sleep with Tom Cruise? You have to convert to Scientology after. Have you seen that, Billy on the Street?
I have not.
Oh, Billy Eichner is an amazing
harassing people on the street
comedian. He just runs up to people in Times Square and asks some weird questions, makes them play games.
I need to start brainstorming weird questions to ask people now.
Yeah.
Although I have asked a series of weird questions on my podcast.
Do you prefer strawberry jelly or grape jelly?
Okay.
Answer.
I'm thinking about
it. You're thinking about your answer. See that? You got to stop that. You got to cut that out.
Well, you got to weigh out
the pros and cons.
There's no
wrong answer here. This is an open-ended question.
What if I prefer jam over jelly?
Okay. What's your favorite flavor of compote fruit?
I love the way that's phrased. Thank you so much for asking. I actually like apricot.
Okay. So I got an apricot answer last night by that guy who wears the crop tops. He wore Crocs the other night and crop tops. And then he always like sits there with a judgmental look on his face.
Why do you dress like that?
Like
that. What are you wearing? You look poor.
I want to open a comedy club. There's so many empty buildings.
This is my building.
And I feel like no one's doing it right.
Well, tell me about Chucklehead, because I've been seeing this.
Yeah, so that's something that I pulled out of my ass. It's a production, like just, my podcast production shows.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited to see more women behind the scenes in comedy.
I was so happy that Frankie was down to podcast because, I don't know, there was a lot of distractions.
Yeah, he was telling me about the boat. That sounds really cool.
Dude, it's sick.
Accept me on the VIP room. When you're in, you know you're special. Exclusive.
I hope everybody shows up and I hope it goes great. Because he was asking me, he's like, how many shows have you produced? And I wasn't going to say none. I was just like,
I have meetings to get to. Talk to Ron.
I've only been doing comedy for a year, just run around the question. I wasn't going to say, this is my first show.
For your first show, like what a big feet. It's on a boat.
Chick is a German heiress.
I can see right through the bullshit, you know? I'm like, you just want a spot on a show. Like,
that's the whole game, though.
But it's stupid. Like, if I can predict your motives, you're not a good game player.
Oh, I feel like everyone's predictable. I feel like I'm probably super predictable,
I feel like
too.
I'm not.
But
I try not to be.
I mean, I'm trying to cultivate relationships merely for a networking, like.
Doesn't that feel fake, though? Like, doesn't.
Well, no, because if it turns into a genuine friendship.
Okay, so you take the approach of, like, I'm going to try. See, I respect that. I get that.
If you take it personally from the beginning and then the person doesn't want to be your friend, then you get hurt. But if you go into it with, well, I'm not that emotionally.
How do you not get attached to people like that?
Antidepressants.
I'm on antidepressants, and I'm still like,
I don't need to like you as a person, but if I see you will be good in a role and do good work and fit well with the team, it doesn't really matter how you are as a person. Like, I don't have to be friends with everyone.
Actually, I wanted to ask you because I saw something similar. So that happened to me too. You couldn't get your taxes approved. And that had never happened to me before either. And I finally, after doing it 3 times, got it accepted yesterday.
Through Credit Karma?
TurboTax.
Or yeah, that's what I meant. I did Credit Karma last year and I called TurboTax like 3 times now. And they said that I had to call the IRS, which is impossible.
Do you think I have time to waste with this?
So is it for healthcare reasons that they're denying it? Or is it, do you know what the reason is?
My federal, I just never got my tax return. I got my state, but not my federal. Like they were just like, oh, we're not going to give it to you. And I think it might have something to do with that. Because every time I put in my income for last year, like that's the error.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what I lied about.
Oh, yeah. So I've noticed if they rip you off in some capacity, because they know everything before you even enter it.
So why do they make you enter it?
Because America is stupid.
Like, why are you doing this? Why are you making it do the same job twice? That seems very
counterproductive. They want you to
tell the truth. Well, that's, like, not America.
You owe them, because it turned out that the mistake that I kept making was that I owed them money. And it's like if they owed me money and I didn't report it, then they would keep that money. But vice versa, they know and they kept denying my taxes. So,
okay, so I owe them money?
That's what I'm assuming, because when I finally got it right, it was like $50 less than what I was trying to put it through as. And it was because of what I paid for health insurance.
No! I'm doing everything I can! Do you think I have time to waste with this? Your money is coming.
Beep, beep. Is that my bestie in a testy? Fresh blowout, skin on town, she ready. Bitch, you look good with a T at the end. I'm a hyper every time, not my motherfucking friend. She been down since the jellies and the bobos. Now me stepping out the Jeep and my nullos. When we pull up to the scene, they be filled with jealousy. If a bitch get finicky, she